Throughout the pandemic, the Maine Department of Labor has struggled to process unemployment claims and get checks to people out of work. The state's struggles are not unique, and neither are its efforts to hire private consultants to help them get through the backlog in claims. But one private contract authorized by the Maine Department of Labor is raising eyebrows because it involves a global consulting firm known as McKinsey & Company. Chief political correspondent Steve Missler is here to talk about it. Steve, McKinsey & Company was in the news last week because it had just agreed to a nearly $600 million multi-state settlement agreement for its role in turbocharging the opioid crisis. You report today that McKinsey is now being paid by the Maine Department of Labor to help it process unemployment claims. Tell us about this contract.
Sure. So as you may recall, Nora, the state labor department was absolutely buried in unemployment claims last spring. It couldn't process claims quickly, and people out of work were waiting weeks and sometimes months to even learn if their claim was accepted. Payments were delayed to thousands of people, and a lot of this is the result of years and cuts in computer systems that just couldn't handle this crush of claims. So the state was under a lot of pressure to fix this, and it really didn't have the resources at the ready to do so. So in June, McKinsey & Company, a global consulting firm, approached the Maine Department of Labor and offered them proprietary expertise to help solve this problem. The department and McKinsey inked a deal that was worth about $2 million at the outset, but that contract has since been extended twice, and it's now worth about $6.3 million.
Okay, proprietary expertise. What was McKinsey offering the Labor Department exactly?
Right. Well, it billed itself as offering this expertise in managing data analytics and overhauling the user interface that begins the unemployment claims process for people. It also touted its ability to curb fraudulent claims. In doing so, McKinsey basically sent a team of about a half dozen consultants to assist the department at a rate of about $178,000 per week. Now, that's a lot of money. And that's one of the reasons why this contract and others with agencies in other states are generating so much scrutiny. The question here is whether states are getting much in return for hiring a firm that's clearly seizing an opportunity created by the pandemic and getting paid through this slug of federal money that's been flowing to the states through pandemic relief. Now, McKinsey and other consulting firms have secured contracts worth more than $120 million nationwide, according to an analysis by the Wall Street Journal last fall. And that number is growing as contracts are extended, just like this one in Maine has been. And, you know, the other reason for the scrutiny is that McKinsey is a controversial company. It was the subject of an investigation by the New York Times for its role in helping the Trump administration execute its immigration policy. And as you mentioned, that multi-state settlement agreement for its role in the opioid crisis. Well, Maine received about $3 million from that settlement agreement, and here it is turning around, paying that same firm more than $6 million to fix its unemployment claims problems.
And do we know if Maine is getting much in return for this contract?
Well, it's really hard to quantify because McKinsey is part of the department's multifaceted response to this unemployment problem. You know, the department has hired additional staff, it's beefed up its call center, and it's overhauled its website. But exactly how McKinsey fits into this is a little bit fuzzy from the outside looking in. I will say that the department gives the firm quite a bit of credit for improving the processing of claims. At the moment, the Labor Department is ranked number 6 in the country in terms of speed of claims paid. It's also a little bit closer to the federal requirement that states pay 87% of all claims within 21 days of acceptance. As of December, Maine's rate was 81%. That's just shy of the federal benchmark. In August, it was at 21%. So that's a pretty big improvement, but it's not quite clear how much McKinsey has helped improve it or how much just the department is digging itself out of this big hole. And, you know, and it's also important to remember that that federal requirement is the floor. It's not the ceiling. And so there's still a lot of people that are going without, you know, benefits. At the same time, you know, only 9 states are hitting that floor. So Maine is not alone and not quite achieving that federal benchmark.
This seems like yet another story that shows how the pandemic's exposing problems in government programs that people really needed when the pandemic hit, but that were not up to the task.
Yeah, Nora, I think that's right. I mean, the pandemic is a once in 100 years crisis, right? So it's important to keep that in perspective. But there's no denying there's been a systemic whittling of funding for certain programs that made things like unemployment systems ill-equipped to handle this crisis. And when you have government systems that fail at a time of great need, there's immense public pressure to fix them and fix them fast. And that's a prime opportunity for consulting firms to jump in and cash in on the crisis. Now, look, maybe the Maine Department of Labor couldn't have improved its claims without McKinsey's help, but that help probably wouldn't have been necessary if the investments and design of the unemployment system were adequate in the first place.
And Steve Missler is Maine Public's chief political correspondent. Steve, thanks for talking with me, and thanks for your reporting on this.
My pleasure, Nora.